welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Brand new film, just out in theaters. Checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is the sequel to the 2018 Aquaman and is the regrettably, the last film in the DCEU universe. It is just, you know, the end. the premise of the film is essentially the continuing adventures of Arthur Curry, Aquaman, as he continues on being the king of Atlantis, and he is dealing with all the usual things that come with being a king. Also being a husband and a father. And he's also having to deal with Black Manta, who's returned to ostensibly try and murder him and his family and, you know, seek revenge from what happened in the first film. And that's the premise of the film. Probably the easiest way to describe it. I liked 2018 Aquaman. I thought it was a fun film. I liked the cast. I liked the story of that one. And, back when this was announced that it was going to get a sequel, I was like, oh, cool. That should be interesting. And then, you know, real life happened and all the shenanigans that went along with the ending of the DCEU, all the other real world stuff that's kind of gone on with the production of this film. And I went into seeing this film with zero expectations. I had no expectations that this film was going to be good. I had no expectations that this film would be anywhere near the first film. I just went into it thinking, I'm gonna go watch a superhero movie on the big screen and we'll see what happens. And that's kind of what it was when I walked out. I was like, well, that was a superhero film. And it was, if there's one word for me to describe this film, it's a mess. It is a mess. It is a completely unadulterated mess. Now, there are moments when it was a good mess, and then there were moments when it was a bad mess. And it was just all the way around just a mess. And I think a lot of it is due to the fact that it was a film that is a part of a universe that is ending. It being the last DCEU film, it's not going to be connected anyway with James Gunn's films that are coming in the future. It is just the end of an era. And I think when this film was first being made in production, it probably had a completely different direction that it was going, but considering that all of that changed essentially with a drop of a hat, now we have a film that is really the ending. And for what it's worth, there are some enjoyable moments. There are some entertaining moments. I really like some of the action sequences. I liked Black Manta as a villain. I like that they carried on that story of him wanting revenge for Arthur, you know, killing his father, which we saw way back in the first film. I appreciate that. I liked the actor. I always can't remember his name, but he's a good actor, and to me, he was one of the highlights of this film. His performance. I really liked Temuera Morrison, as always. I'm always a big fan of his, and I'm glad that he was back as Arthur's dad. I really liked Randall Park. I was surprised to see him in this film. He plays like one of the scientists that was seeking Atlantis and unfortunately got hooked up with Black Manta and, is kind of an unwilling ally to him. But Randall Park's a good actor, and I really enjoyed, you know, his work here. There are a couple other performances, but I thought the tone of the film was just way off. Like I said, it didn't know what kind of film it wanted to be, and so it was just back and forth, you know, one thing to the next. And I think, again, it goes back to real world circumstances of how that kind of seeped into the production. The music is a mess. Like, the soundtrack of the film is a mess. Like, it, again, it just tonally just goes all different kinds of places. The CGI is a mess. Really just, like I said, the film is a mess. And while I saw it in IMAX and I thought it was entertaining at times, like I said, some of the characters, very entertaining, very good. I miss Willem Dafoe. I wish he was in this one. They explain away how his character's not in there, and it's all done off screen, which is very disappointing, because he's a really, you know, good actor, and he really was kind of a, you know, linchpin of the first film. So to not have him in this one is kind of disappointing, and just, again, it highlights the fact that this film could have been better. That's what I walked out of the film like. I was like, this film could have been so much better, and it's, I think that's what's disappointing, is the fact that it could have been better. If they had, you know, done a better job of, like, really finding the tone of the film, if they had done a better job with, you know, the music in weaving it into the story, just really, I feel like that's the heart of the problem. And again, I think a lot of that goes back to its connection with the DCEU and its ending and all those other things that just kind of came into play with this film, unfortunately, and this is the result that we got. And it's almost fitting for how much dysfunction the DCEU has had over the years that this is the film that ends it. And at least the ending of this film was satisfying. If not, I mean, it's not a great ending. It's not a good ending, but at least it's a satisfying ending. But again, it's just a mess. I don't think you need to see this film in the theater. I think you can wait until it comes on streaming, until it comes on Max. I think that's probably your best bet, because the CGI is wonky at times, and so, you know, seeing it on an IMAX screen, you can really tell the moments when the CGI is not good and then when it is good, and it just goes back and forth. So I say just wait. Like I said, there's some good performances, there's some good, like, moments, but overall it's just a mess. So that's my thoughts on Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button and hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, search out Screen Nerds Podcast, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. We'd really appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.